Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of daf, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We are Irvin 32 talking about the common person. Master said, Amar Mar, Master said, citing the Braisa brought by Rav Sheshes, in what case were these words said that the gift of figs is regarded as demai? We don't know if produce was taken off of it when the owner of the figs is a common person, but when he is a chaver, a friend, a friendly type of person, it's a different type of status where he's, I guess, beloved by people. I don't remember the exact definition, but we'll show you what we mean with it. The recipient may eat the figs and need not tie them at all, because it can be assumed with certainty that all the proper teruma and maser portions were separated by the donor. These are the words of Rebbe. So in this example, this instance and circumstance, chaver means someone we know. He took out the tithes. He's someone that's beloved and someone that takes the mitzvahs seriously and carefully. He's the chaver, but someone who's the commoner in this case, in this instance, is someone who didn't or doesn't know how to take out the demai. But the point that I want to take out on tonight's idea is the words of commoner, the words of chaver. What does it mean to be a commoner? What does it mean to be a common person? To me, it brings to mind the idea of what most of us are, which are bala biases and balat habiases, people that have families, people that are going about the daily grind, people that are going about the routine, the monotony, whatever our jobs are, and whatever we're supposed to do in life. But we should realize that even in the common elements of our life, there is greatness to be had. Everyone is really an uncommon commoner, because no two people are alike. No two people are made the same way, and there's only one you. Never will be one again, and never was one before. So there's really no such thing as a commoner, and realize that there is wonderful aspects and wonderful pride we should take in our own quote-unquote common lives, because really, it's very uncommon. Your life is not like anyone else's. Your existence is not like anyone else's. As long as you do what you can, you do the mitzvos, you do the chesed, you try to bring your abilities and your talents to make the world a better place, you're really no commoner at all. And I also want to touch upon the idea of the word chaver. We should do what we can to use the word, to be the chaver in the best sense of the word, not just how the Gemara uses it, but to be a real chaver, to be a real friend to people. Pirkei Avos asks, what's the best path to go about? I believe Rav Yochanan asks the students, and they all give different answers. One says it should be a good eye, one says it should be a good neighbor, one says it should be a good friend, and one says to have a good heart, and one says to think about the future and to foresee consequences, I believe. But to be a good friend to others and to yourself and to your spouse and your kids is someone that has a listening ear, an empathetic ear, an attentive ear. Having the vibe and the pulse of the people, thinking about your friends, thinking about, wait a second, I haven't heard from them in a while. How are they doing? How is everything going for them? Checking in with your friends and being there for your friends, giving them whatever they need, helping them however you can. That can make you the true chaver. Just as the Gemara talks about, a chaver is someone who knows to take off the ties, who knows to do the produce. A good chaver, a true chaver in life, knows what his friends need, is there for his friends, whatever they need or whatever they want, whatever he can help with them, reaching out to them and helping them. So remember that you're not a commoner, you're really having an uncommon and common existence, and you should have pride in that. And remember to be a true chaver as much as you can in every sense of the word. Join us next time as we talk Erevin 33 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.